Hello there. Well, I'm joined by Mark Jennings this afternoon to talk about Media 140. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Richard. Thanks for inviting me on.
My pleasure. So I know you quite well. I know some of your secrets, but not all of them. Be interested, I think, to hear a bit more about yourself.
Yeah, sure thing. I've been involved in digital for all of my life, really, starting my first agency in 1998. I'm currently the managing director of Glasgow and Birmingham-based D8 Digital, working with clients like Scottish Power and Black Horse Finance and BBC, as well as a number of academic and arts organisations.
Thanks, Mark. So tell us about Media 140.
Media 140 is it's a global movement exploring the future of the real-time social web. Events have been run in England, Italy, Australia, and I'm very happy to say on the 17th of June for the first time in Scotland. I guess what we're trying to do with Media 140 Scotland is to create an opportunity for people from all backgrounds and especially all levels of experience to collaborate, explore and share their experiences of using social media, really with the best speakers in an environment where everyone feels the right to challenge and debate and fathom a greater level of knowledge.
What's happening at the Media 140 event in Scotland?
In Scotland especially, well, we're looking at the first topic as examining the practical applications of social media. And what does it mean for me? So our speakers are going to showcase practical examples of how social media has made a really demonstrable difference to private, public and third sector organisations, covering its influence on marketing, sales and customer service, as well as other things.
That sounds really interesting, Mark. How did you get involved in the first place?
Well, I really felt passionately that Scotland would benefit from the Media 140 experience, and Andy Gregson, founder of Media 140, and I put a plan to make this happen.
Brilliant. So why does Scotland need Media 140?
Okay, well, although there is a number of social media-focused events in Scotland, I really recognised that there was a gap for an event or a movement that united these groups under a really common focus. You know, some of the best social media events have been in southern England, and I know it's a big distance to travel, so we've brought the best speakers to Scotland instead.
Lucky Scottish people. Maybe people will do one in Birmingham as well. What makes the Media 140 events different to other events, do you think?
Well, I guess there's a number of areas within that. I think the quality, particularly of speakers that we're bringing together, are well worth travelling for to hear and engage with. I think the format gets away from the typical stage with the slide deck behind and has speakers really engaging with the audience to move the agenda on. I think also the aim, we're trying to give something really tangible and practical to take away, but also, I guess, debate where social media sits in a wider context. And finally, and this is really important to me, especially the audience, the participants will really be able to learn as much from the person sitting next to them as from the speakers.
Thanks, Mark. I notice you've got some really interesting speakers, and there's more information over on your website, which I'll let you plug at the end. But in the meantime, who would be interested in Media 140 Scotland, do you think?
Well, as we've spoken about, one of the hallmarks of the events is the broad audience in terms of both experience and role. But some of the participants registered so far are owners of businesses, brand managers, marketing and PR professionals, but also technology developers, academics and students. You know, really anyone interested in engaging with social media's leading thinkers and influencers are the kind of guys we want along.
That sounds great. Quite a broad cross-section of people then. So what's the vision for Media 140 Scotland going forward?
Well, we believe that by bringing together world-class speakers and a broad audience, we can debate social media's position in business, third sector, government and academia. And if we unite people with an interest in social media in one place, we can all learn what great looks like and, you know, helps to raise the standard for social media in Scotland and, of course, globally.
Brilliant. As I said, how do we find out more and how can listeners get involved?
Well, the event kicks off at 6:30 p.m. on the 17th of June in the beautiful CCA building in Glasgow. But it's the Scotland